phone sign on that.
And,
KTNR, Shasta, Redding, and...
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. Yeah, what'd you do to the computer? This is not a way to start the day out here.
It's okay.
Hey, this
you know
is,
what? We are... Today's a day of remembrance.
That's right. September 10th. Tomorrow, September 11th.
Freedom itself was attacked this morning by a faceless cow. The resolve of our great nation is being tested. But make no mistake, we will show the world that we will pass this test. God bless.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:08 in the morning. You know, we wanted to start off with this, and we'll be playing different parts throughout the show. You know, this is a day, or tomorrow, September 11th, we need to remember this. This is not something to be forgotten. This is not something to be swept aside. This event changed the history of our country, and perhaps the history of the world. And on this date, when 3,000 Americans and other people of the world, other world citizens were killed in the attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, Flight 93 crashed in the Pennsylvania countryside. It changed the way the United States looked at itself and looked at the world, and it changed the way that our country has been conducting itself since the instant those attacks occurred. Hey, today, September 10th, we've got a lot of things going on today. Of course, we're joined by Bad Bob.
Good morning.
You're dressed in black today, Bad Bob.
It's always to keep you guessing, Carl.
There you go. And last night, to change the subject a little bit here, last night was a huge success and a kickoff on Linda's new show. Good morning.
Good morning. A very solemn way to start the day, you know, to... it's like you said, it's something that we cannot forget. Put your flags out tomorrow. This is time for us to reflect on what it is to be an American and really to pay attention on what is happening in our world. Are you watching? That's all I can say.
Well, you know, there's a lot of things that are going on in honor and in remembrance of 9/11. Tomorrow will be a Patriot Day sunrise celebration at the Giant Flag at 2225 North Bocelli Lane. The Redding Fire Department, the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection, Enterprise Lions Club is holding the event to honor those who lost their lives and for military personnel who gave their lives for our country. And, of course, tomorrow is the 9th anniversary of September 11th. There's a number of other things going on that we'll be talking about, too, during the night, during the day, including the Tierra Oaks Women's Club is holding their invitational golf match, and they're raising funds in support of the flag on Bocelli Lane. They're holding a remembrance ceremony on Saturday morning, 11 September. I would like to invite representatives from our veterans organizations to attend and be recognized. Major James Taylor, United States Army Retired Medal of Honor recipient, will be doing the honors. If you can go to that, you need to respond to Diana at 965-2902. But just that the Tierra Oaks Women's Club is having a golf invitational to raise funds for the Giant Flag. There are so many things going on this weekend that we're going to get into when we get back.
We're going to take a break right now. This is Carl and Linda Bott here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott, 7:15 in the morning, September 10th.
Hey, tomorrow night, the United Way, we're going to be emceeing the 10th Annual Charity Gala, which is the Celebrity Waiter Night at the Red Lion Inn. Still tickets available. Go to the United Way, which is Or you can go to call 241-7521 or go to NorCalUnitedWay.org. Get your tickets. That should be great. Also, the Sundial Music Festival is happening this weekend.
That's right.
There's going to be tons of bands that are going to be playing. Firefall is one of them. That's down at the Reading Convention Center Lawn. Free entertainment. The Coasters, Penny Lane's tribute to the Beatles, the California Cowboys, and Nothing Fancy tribute to Lynyrd Skynyrd. There's going to be four barbecue cooks going to be serving up ribs, and that winner will get a $5,000 prize.
And we're not, you know, kind of mentioning this, but somebody you all may know may be one of the judges in the rib contest. So, and also then on Sunday, the 58th annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue right down there at Lake Reading Park from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. barbecue. It's $6 a plate. They haven't raised the prices. And the money goes to help provide the parades and the rodeo this year. Asphalt Cowboys do a good job. Let's go to the phones. Jay, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Well, you know what? You know what? We start off. When we start off with something like that on this, you know, September 11th, it saddens our heart, you know, to think about it. Yeah, you know, it kind of puts a lot of things into perspective. But what do you want to talk about today, Jay?
Well, you know, I was just, you know, after having, you know, listened to that and all that, I was just thinking, you know, it's a very interesting time that we live in, because even though I pretty much repulsed by what this guy in Florida wants to do with the Quran, I do find it interesting that the Muslim world's kind of like that jerk everybody knows about who loves to do things to other people but can't take a joke.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, don't get me wrong, burning a holy book is never right, but it seems to me that right now there's a lot of double standards out there in a lot of different arenas, and there's a lot of pushback. Dr. Laura Schlesinger calling out black people for the use of the N-word. You know, you see pushback on the immigration issue, where, you know, some people are allowed to completely ignore the law, but when the people try to enforce it, the government goes after them. You know, then you know the Christians are killed for conversions, or just killed, and Bibles are burned all the time. But somebody in a little podunk congregation wants to burn some Korans, and all of a sudden they're rioting around the world. I mean, it's just pretty obvious to me that we're seeing a lot of pushback. People are tired of the double standards.
Well, you know, here it is. It's, you know, I agree with you. Nobody should burn religious text. However, okay, there's a big however after that. This is one man. This is one man from a tiny congregation that says we're going to burn these because they don't respect us. I don't respect them. So he's going to burn them. And we have, you know, publicly flogged ourselves throughout the world. You know, the media can't get enough of it. I mean, flocking around him. You know, every major media network, or, you know, every major source is around him about this. And so 500 people. Riot in Kabul, Afghanistan. And we go around, we tell everybody how bad we are. But we're not bad. We're taking, you know, one person doing this does not make the country bad. Yet everybody is so afraid, oh, the whole world will see this. They're going to just see this part, and they're going to hate us. Well,
lose our spines?
I don't know. You know, the ones that are going to hate us are going to hate us anyway, Jay.
When did we lose our spines?
Oh, I'd say it started probably 20 years ago, maybe 25.
I mean, seriously, I was raised that, you know, you may not agree with the man, but you at least show respect for him to have the guts to declare himself.
Well, you know, it seems to me there's so much anger that, you know, in our country, that it's funny. You know, I've been having kind of an email exchange with somebody. I'm not going to mention any names. Who was angry about something that was on the show. And I've tried to be reasonable and answer the questions we've gone, but he is still so angry. And I've started wondering, what is he so angry about? I mean, is he that angry? Is this his life? Is this anger? And I'm starting to wonder that is that are there a lot of people out there that this is what it is? They're just so angry about everything. And it could be left or right, but they're just angry, and they have no ways to express themselves or no ways to to dish out the anger or let the anger go. I find it interesting in a way, and I feel sad for people like that.
I do too, because they probably don't have any other satisfying facets in their life.
That's I think that's probably what it comes down to. But going back to this guy Burning. Burning the Quran. You know, we've got people burn flags. People in other countries. That we're told to say, "Hey, these are just a few crazies out there. These are just a few crazies that are cutting off people's heads and are doing these things." Well, it's not the entire population of the Muslim world. It's not the Islamic culture or religion. Okay, I accept that. Then why can't people accept we got a crazy here? If this was 1,000 different places in the United States burning the Quran all in one day, and I'd say, okay, maybe we got a couple problems here, but one man, I don't think so. Anyway.
That's an excuse. Yeah. Have a great day, guys.
Yeah, you too. Thanks. Thanks a lot for calling, Jeff.
Hey, before we take a break, I also want to thank so many of you well-wishers, people who, flowers were delivered to me from the mayor. Thank you, Patrick. People had emailed and called in. The phone lines were jammed. I want to thank you so much for, really having my back last night for my show. And that was a lot of fun, and I really appreciate all my guests. And I look forward to doing this show on the spot with Linda Bott Thursday nights to talk about what's going on in the North State. And, the theater review by Lisa Collins was great. And Bethany's product of the week to get to know Tess. We'll have her on our show as well for those who maybe can't listen at 6 but listen in the morning. She was very
expert in lumber.
Expert in lumber, Tess Lindsay. And, of course, Nancy was on talking about her new columns. But thank you so much. I just have to tell you from the bottom of my heart, thank you for wishing me well.
And for the people that called and got the busy signals, it's because the phone lines were filled up. I'm sorry that happened. But, we have three lines, and they all get filled up quick. Okay, this is Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio, on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hi, this is Don.
Radio, this is... Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is Carl and Lindebot, KCNR 1460. Our phone lines here... are 605-4567. 605-4567. We were admonished again last night to say them in different ways because people are trying to
call in
and they lose those last numbers. But think of 4567. And then just put it on your speed dial.
Hey, it seems that, you heard us a couple days ago. We got a call actually at what night? It was Labor Day night,
right?
About Honey Bandit.
That's
from
right.
Somebody who was just incensed and was a friend of ours that just said, please, we've got to bring this to the forefront. Oh, my gosh. And so we covered it Tuesday morning, and you can see now if you get the searchlight that every day there's been something on.
Well, we have been doing it or the searchlight, and essentially what here is Ryan Sabalo said is that a spokesman for a national animal welfare group says they're going to continue the fight about rounding up the wild Mustangs. Well, I tell you what, let's just be logical, and if we can be that on this. I know it's hard to do with some people think of horses as mystical animals. Is that they have to be managed, or they destroy the environment, they destroy their own grazing grounds, and they will eventually destroy themselves. So they have to be rounded up. It's the methods of being rounded up. Anyway, Honey Bandit is still fighting for his life. If you, we've got their website on our KCNR website or the Free Fire Radio, and how to get to them, how to help Honey Bandit. We've donated money to them, but the little guy is still hanging in there. Gets an IV every 4 hours. But it's the kind of thing is that you like to see that maybe something that's going to be a success. That the animal was beat up, it was bitten quite a few times. And now has a chance to live, and he's fighting for his life, and you like to hopefully think that this is going to be a success and something good comes out of that.
Well, I think also a lot of people feel that it's kind of, how we are in our own lives. We're fighting for our freedoms, we're fighting for our lives, and you see this young foal that on death's door, and the people who come forth to stay that woman, Palomino, all 3 days without sleep,
yeah,
just to make sure that the foal was given the intravenous whatever it is,
the
electrolytes,
feeding, right,
so on and so forth.
Canceled their honeymoon.
That's why it's called Honey Bandit.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, to follow up, one last thing is, you know, that the pastor on this Quran burning said he's not going to burn it, that it's on hold, because that they said they would move the mosque. Of course, the guy that says he's going to move the mosque, or who's in charge of the Iman, says, I don't even know what he's talking about. Anyway, so that, yeah, it's just going to continue to play out till everybody gets past their need for excitement.
Hey, coming up after 7:30 is, in just a moment here, we've got Thoreau's Walden's photographer, Scott Miller. He's in the house, and the curator of that exhibit will be here from Turtle Bay. He is only here till the weekend. He's going to be signing his special books in the museum store, so we're looking forward to hearing from Scott Miller right after the 7:30 Fox News. And then we're going to be having Don on, who's launching a show this weekend, Vital Talk.
Don Shulman, that's right.
He's going to be talking about everything you could possibly think of, and that affects all of us. All of us have either been to a wedding, somebody we know is getting married, we can't make it because we're across the country, what's the proper etiquette, you know, the motherzilla, the bridezilla, if there is one.
There's never a groomzilla, though.
Well, I don't know. We'll ask that today, won't we? Well, you'll stay tuned, and you'll find out. Has there ever been a groomzilla?
Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. There have probably been grooms heading for the hills. This is the home of Free Fire Media. KCNR, Free Fire Radio. This is Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's 7:23 in the morning, September 10th. Phone lines here are 605-4567. Let's go to the phones. This is Amy. She's got our fitness tip of the week. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're healthy and fit and, you know, flat-bellied.
All right, give us tip of the week here, Amy.
My six-pack. Unfortunately, it's in the car. So.
Okay, hey, guys, just like those pillars to hold up beautiful buildings like in Greece, there are four pillars of your fitness and health, okay? And they're basically related to your human physiology and the way the body works. The first pillar, guys, is food and diet. The amount of food you take in provides calories for your body, vitamins and minerals, but it's got to be good calories. The second pillar is exercise and movement. You guys know exercise burns calories and provides a whole bunch of other health benefits. But it's not just about exercise resistance and cardio training. You've got to make sure that you've got the first part in there, that first pillar, good food and diet, plus exercise. Now we move on to the third pillar. You know, people are busy. They're not always eating right and getting the right nutrients in. So supplementation of vitamins and minerals is a very helpful way to make sure you can get the ideal environment for your cells, get all those nutrients in. All right, so we got food and diet, exercise, supplementation, and last but not least, coaching accountability. You need to have someone there to say, hey, guys, why haven't you been to the gym lately? And to make sure that you're eating well and to make sure that you're keeping up with all those pillars.
Well, so we know that you're a fabulous trainer and that you do hold people accountable, and that's great. Amy Palko.
And Adamson's Peak Performance. So, Amy,
thanks,
we'll see you early next week.
Sounds great.
Okay, right. You have a great weekend, Amy.
It's always good to have a little, the little food for thought. Not literally. And one of the great rich things in life are visuals, as we know. And with us is a phenomenal photographer who has a book and a display. What would you call it? A showing. An artist. Scott Miller, Thoreau's Walden, A Journey in Photographs. That's from Turtle Bay. And you're here this weekend and you're in our studios right now. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thanks.
Well, tell us about this. What would you call it?
Well, it's actually an exhibition.
An exhibition
of photographs, along with interpretive materials, that was put together by myself in cooperation with the Harvard Museum of Natural History and the Walden Woods Project, which is a nonprofit founded by Don Henley. That's done great work up there. And the photographs go with the book, which was Walden. It's the complete text of Walden with, I believe, 90 of my photographs.
Phenomenal. Now, what inspired you to do this natural kind of photography? And how did you get involved in this project?
Well, what really got me involved, I've been photographing for many years, and really I credit my biggest and greatest classroom with being Yosemite National Park, and have spent a lot of time since 1990 photographing, working in cooperation with the Yosemite Fund, which is now the Yosemite Conservancy, and doing work with them. And along, my wife and I like to do work with nonprofits, and along the way, we made the acquaintance of Don Henley, and he knew what we were doing in Yosemite, and he gave us the number of the executive director of the Walden Woods Project, and said, you know, call her up. And so I called her up, and for the next 5 years, I spent, you know, photographing Walden throughout the seasons. Pretty good thing.
You have some other books as well. Your new one coming up is My First Summer in the Sierra.
Yes.
And you also have books from Yosemite.
Yes. Well, my first book was the Walden book, which was published in 2004. That was followed by an illustrated edition of Henry David Thoreau's Cape Cod. And then last summer, 2009, I spent 5 years with four other photographers in the wilderness of Yosemite in cooperation with the Yosemite Conservancy. And the book, First Light, Five Photographers Explore Yosemite's Wilderness, was published, which is a wonderful book. And then the next book is this next spring. It is the complete text of John Muir's My First Summer in the Sierra that was first published in 1911. And so this will be the 100th anniversary illustrated edition of My First Summer in the Sierra.
I've just been recently reading a book on John Muir's life, and I'm thoroughly enjoying that. With us all.
Thoroughly?
Thoroughly. That's good. Check, check, check. Also, Julie Cronin, thank you. You are the...
I am the
curator.
Curator of collections and exhibits at Turtle Bay.
Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you for all that you do. And wow, the talent that you're able to bring in, the amazing taste it, feel it, breathe it, and then get to meet the people. Scott Miller, you're here this weekend, so people can actually meet you. You'll autograph their books.
Absolutely.
What inspired you to bring in Scott and this exhibit?
Well, actually, I was inspired by the group that's circulating as the Cincinnati Museum. They had been here with us a couple of years ago with In the Dark exhibition, and their installers spent time hiking while they were here. And they said, you have to bring in our Walden show. You have to meet Scott Miller. Reading is Walden. You have to meet Scott Miller. Reading is Walden. And I said, well, you're right. I've lived a lot of fabulous places with a lot of nature around them. I was born in Santa Barbara, but this is the first place I've ever lived where everybody reaches out and touches the environment around them all the time. And Turtle Bay, right on the river trail, on the river with the bridge, we are this wonderful place where people can come and taste it, feel it, touch it, smell it. So we brought in Thoreau's Walden, and we did our own photo show in conjunction with it to get people to find their Walden in Redding, and it's been very successful. In fact, tonight, at the reception from 5 to 8, members are free, non-members are $5, our photographers are all coming, and Scott Miller is going to do the final judging for us of our show.
Oh, that's right.
That's a lot of pressure.
That is right. So how many entries do you have?
We had 108 photographers accepted into the show, and we ran four different shows so we'd be able to show everyone's pieces. We've had 15 People's Choice Awards awarded already, which are going to be awarded by Crown Camera tonight, and then Scott's going to be able to pick the top three out of those People's Choice folks.
And that's tonight from 5 to 8 at Turtle Bay.
Right.
And then this weekend, what are the hours?
We're open from 9 to 5 this weekend, both days. And Scott's going to be in signing books today in the afternoon between 3 and 4. And he's scheduled to sign books between 11 and 1 tomorrow as well. But he may be in the gallery a little longer than that.
I love to talk about the photographs, so I'll probably be there much longer than that.
And, you know, here's the, you know, we love radio, and people love radio, but... The photographs that are in this in this book are just, I mean,
that's something
awesome.
You can't describe.
Just, that's right, they're awesome. So, you know, do yourselves a favor. Go on down and see this. This is absolutely a beautiful book.
Thank you. And it is amazing. We just came in last night, but the Turtle Bay Museum, the presentation there is just incredible. I mean, it's one of the nicest museums I've seen, and I think people will really enjoy the exhibition.
Okay, well, do you have any closing thoughts on this segment here?
I just want everyone to come out and see us. We're changing exhibitions. Our next exhibition opens September 25th, and that's called Formed by Fire. Three local artists, John Harper, Colleen Barry, and David Gentry, are putting together this amazing exhibition. All of them use fire to create their art, but they're also responding to our local fire ecology with it. So that'll be opening to the public on Saturday the 25th. And then everyone come to Walk This Way on the 2nd of October. You got to get out and get moving. And then on October 9th, we're opening Out of This World, Extraordinary Costumes from Film and Television, which is a science fiction museum presentation. Ugh. It is going to be incredible. We have wonderful Star Wars, Star Trek. We have the Richard the West's hat.
Oh.
We have amazing things there. It's something for everybody. It's totally different from what we've been doing this summer. So
yeah, it'll be fun.
You know, this summer was Sense of Place summer. Now we're taking you into outer space.
Well, you promise you'll come back and you'll talk with us about future exhibits.
Absolutely.
And I will share with you that I did a Segway tour on the back of the Turtle Bay. I had the best time. I got to see everything up close, things that I would have never have seen pointed out to me. It was wonderful. But right now we're talking to Scott Miller, who is this wonderful photographer who put together the Rose Walden exhibit that's happening at Turtle Bay. And we wish you a very successful event. And thank you so much for being in Reading and here with us at Turtle Bay.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. This is Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. We've got to take a quick break here and come back with our newest show, Pioneer, will be on, Don Shulman.
Wow. KCNR 1460. This is Carl and Linda Bott right here on Free Fire Radio, and this portion of the show is brought to you by BNT Satellite.
Yeah, right off Airport Road. Doug Tooley, the owner, has been in there since 1985, took some time off when he was with the 82nd Airborne. Guarantees his work is the man to go for your dish satellite work. Does home theater surround sound. Phone line is 244-1988. He guarantees his work, and he's local. Shop local, buy local. Hey, our guest today is a man who's stepping out into the unknown. You know, going where few men travel, and, you know. Anyway, Don Shulman is beginning his new radio show, Bridal Talk, this Sunday at noontime, right here on KCNR 1460. Good morning, Don.
Good morning. A lot of exciting things are happening in the wedding industry.
Oh, well, like what? Share with us what's going on.
Yeah, what's the latest here?
Autumn Dreams Bridal and Event Fair. Sunday, September 19th, from 11 to 3.
Okay.
Yeah, a week from Sunday.
That's out at the Shasta at the park, right?
No, Shasta Fairground.
There you go.
And that's one thing that's happening. Lots of brides coming on the show on Sunday. I have a bride talking about her wedding. And she'll be coming in, and she's planning a wedding next year, and we'll be talking a little bit about some of the problems she's having and some of the successes she's having.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Fortunately, she's having more successes than problems.
Because she's working with you.
Well, thank you.
And you can lead her and direct her and teach her.
Yeah, she took one of the packages, and it's working very, very well for her. So she's having a wedding by the river, and we'll talk about how her search and what she had to go through and dealing with her budget and how she could get her budget the way she wanted it and get all the things she wanted.
Well, I'm not sure if you heard before we took a break, but we were talking about, you know, bridezillas, momzillas, and, you know, a lot of people. It's funny because everyone's been touched by some form of a wedding. The divorces, has there ever been a groomzilla?
Absolutely.
Oh, you know, I was kind of hoping you were going to say, no, that's never happened. You know, by that time, he's been shot with a deer tranquilizer, and he's okay.
Because Bob said one time, oh, the grooms, all they do is they want to have a cocktail and show up. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not always true, is it?
No, a lot of grooms are really getting involved. In fact, 3 weeks from the show, we're having a admitted bridezilla on the show, and she's going to talk about her experience and what made her zilla-ish. And that kind of thing. So I'm looking forward to that, too.
Oh, well, good. So, you know, I guess maybe that's part of the whole therapy. You know, just admit that you were a bridezilla and made everybody's day a little hellish, you know.
And then we'll have Mr. Bridezilla's spouse on, and he'll be talking about the experience, too.
Oh, you know what? There, I mean, on our wedding day, we have my daughter, of course, son-in-law were there, and our grandchildren. A minute before Linda is supposed to walk down the aisle, when the little flower girl, which is our granddaughter, and the little ring bearer, our grandson, gets ready to start, who is two, he tumbles down the stairs.
And lands on his head.
He is crying.
Screaming.
And my daughter, who has to leave, hands Mike to the wedding planner, who's holding a two-year-old that's screaming as the wedding started.
Well, you know, your daughter realized that he wasn't hurt, that he was more shook up. It's not like he had a, you know, cracked head or anything. So
All types of stories.
She was waiting to go down the processional line, right? There was time.
So
she, and they were behind us because she would have gone out first. She was lighting the candle. So when he fell in the screaming from the back of the church, but boy, I'll tell you what, once he collected himself, which he did quickly because he was in the arms of a new woman, you know, he collected himself, and he was the ring bearer. He stole the show. I mean, people stood up. You know, he just walked. They strutted down that, down the middle of the church and posed.
And anyway,
one of the things I like to do is start at the rehearsal, relax everyone. And I often tell people that one of their concerns is, I'm an officiant. And they'll say, are you going to talk too fast? And I'll say, no, we talk very slow. If you smile, I smile. If you cry, I cry. If you pass out, I pass out. So we're very symbiotic in what we do.
Okay, but hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk to Don some more about weddings and about the launch of his new show. Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:55 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. We're going to be there today at 10 o'clock. Finest tobacco emporium in the state. Espresso Joe's gives the best coffee, serves the best coffee you're going to find. Our guest today.
But why are we there at 10? That was...
We're being there at 10 to meet people.
Okay, we're going to use the meeting room.
We're using the meeting room they have there.
For the United Way event that we're emceeing tomorrow night.
That's right. Hey, our guest is Don Shulman, who's getting ready to launch his bridal talk show this Sunday at high noon.
I like their humidor in there, and one of the things that's really nice sometimes is to occasionally get a cigar and celebrate with the groom. Go off in the corner and have a little cigar, and they've got the selection there that I really like.
Well, that's cool. So you do that?
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's neat. That's
cool. We make it an experience.
Yes.
They have the dark wrap, which I like, and some of the... And it's a great place to go and get a great cigar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they know their stuff.
They really do.
Your stuff.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Well, you know what? It's funny, you know, because we have gotten to know Don here in the last 6 weeks, I guess, month or 6 weeks, and it's the amount of knowledge you bring to this subject is astounding, but you're much more than just the wedding. You've done a lot of different things in your life, running businesses, got your doctorate. I mean, there's just a lot of things that you've done.
I really enjoy people. I really enjoy what happens at a wedding. It's great bringing everyone together, having that circle of love. I can't wait to take Linda and Carl Bott and talk about your wedding 1 week.
Well, you know, I would think just the human interest story of each person that decides to, you know, how do you handle things under pressure? What you think it's going to be and it's not, or if, when it surpasses your expectations, did you know that you were going to cry? Or did you know that you were going to, you know, when people laugh, what happens under nerves, the things that happen, and they're lasting impressions for a lifetime.
If you do it right, the stress is taken away. I think one of the subjects we need to talk about is how do you work together and live together almost 24 hours a day and make it work? I am blessed with my wife because we are together always. And she's my friend. She's my wife. She's my lover. It's just wonderful. And I think we need to talk about that. How do you get along? How do you budget? Budget your time. How to fight fairly. But the first thing is... Yes,
with your last 2 minutes left here, how to fight... You know, but that's a big thing.
It is.
There's got to be rules for fighting.
There really does.
Yeah.
And the main thing is, when you get to your wedding, budgeting. How do you have the wedding you want on the budget that you need? And we're going to talk about that on one of the shows is, you have 200 people, you have a budget for 100. How do you do it? You can do it. And there are ways to do it. And that's what we're here for. And that's why I'm excited about being able to talk to brides, grooms, their families, on how to do it, when to do it.
Yeah, you know, and with the fact that we stream people that aren't in this in the area here, that you know, that we reach the basin and all that, but if you're in another state, you're in another part of the world, and there's people involved with the wedding, they can hear it.
Bridal Talk, Sunday at noon. Closing thoughts.
Closing thoughts.
Let's get them on.
Listen in, call in, be part of it. And let's do your wedding, and let's do it the way you want to do it, and let's make it something really, really special. We can do it, you know, together.
Oh, that's a great way to end that up. Okay. Don Schulman, who is going to be launching Bridal Talk on Sundays, you know, right after Donnie Greenberg. Donnie comes on the news with her, you know, brunch with Donnie, and then Don Schulman, come on and be talking about anything that you ever want to know about weddings, brides, grooms, how to do it well. I mean, you can throw a wedding, but it can be a mess, or you can do it the right way. Our guest in the next hour will be Rob Burrows. He's going to be coming in and talking, talking veterans issues, other issues, talking about the new MASH Bash that's coming up. We're going to be talking about 9/11. We're going to be talking about a lot of different subjects and topics that will touch on veterans issues. And those issues for people that have veterans in their families, they have their young men and women, brothers and sisters, mothers and fathers.
And we're taking your calls at 605-4567. That's 605-4567. The chat room is open at KCNR1460.com. Interact, and we'd love to hear from you.
This is Carl on the Bot. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Radio on KCNR 1460, it's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, it's 8:06, September 10th, day before our generation's day of infamy, 9/11. The attack, do you have that, Bob?
I can bring it up very, very quickly. No. Did you want to play a snippet of that coming
just
up?
Just a snippet. Back? Yeah, off the next break. Let's bring it up a little bit. We're kind of reminding people what happened 9 years ago tomorrow. There are a lot of things going on. But, you know, one of the people we love to have on the show on a regular basis is Senior Chief.
Good morning.
Robert Burrows.
Good to be here.
Well, we turn on your microphone.
It was turned down, sorry.
Okay. All right.
Can you hear it now?
Yeah, we can hear it now.
Well, good morning.
Can you hear me now? Yeah, good morning. Rob heads up he's a president, CEO, I guess, and washes,
bouncer.
You know, bouncer and empties trash and all that, but started up the Northern California Veterans Heritage Museum. And you've got a couple events coming up.
We do. We're going to be starting off with our new fall fundraiser, and it's called the MASH Bash 2010. It's a takeoff of MASH 4077 TV show, and the whole idea is to honor our Korean War veterans and our Vietnam War veterans. We have our Boondocker Ball in the spring, and that honors our World War II veterans, and to be able to take care of the USO and that type of a deal in the 40s, and to be able to celebrate them, but to also be able to enjoy that era. And now with the MASH Bash, we're going to be able to bring in and honor our Korean veterans, who are our forgotten veterans, as the Forgotten War goes. And we want to make sure that we can honor them in our community and be able to remember them in the museum, too. And so this is a chance for us to bring in our Korean and Vietnam War veterans. A lot of our Korean veterans went on to serve during Vietnam, so it was a combination of Korean and Vietnam. And so this gives us a great opportunity to honor them and then to be able to promote a great evening for the fundraising of funds for the new Veterans Museum.
Oh, okay, so tell us the date again, the time where we get tickets, and then walk us through what that night's going to be like.
Okay, well, great. The event's going to be at Air Shasta Rotor and Wing out at the Reading Airport. The address is 3770 Flight Avenue. It'll be right, just right across the parking lot from the fire station there. The time frame is September 25th, which is just coming up on the end of the month. It'll be a Saturday evening from 4 in the afternoon till 10 p.m. And we're going to have a great tri-tip chicken barbecue dinner. Our mayor has offered to go ahead and barbecue for us, so Patrick, Mayor Jones, will be out there doing all of our guest barbecuing for us. We'll have them out there. Our tickets are $35 for adults, $25 for kids from the ages of 18 to 10, and then anything under 10 is free. We want people to come out and attend this this event. So if you know, folks have kids, they want to come out, and they go, I don't want to pay for a babysitter, don't pay for a babysitter. Bring them on out. They can go ahead. We'll have hot dogs and stuff for the kids and popcorn and things like that. The adults can have a great tri-tip or chicken dinner. They can. We're going to have two different bands there. Local bands will be playing 50s, 60s, and 70s music right through that era. And it's just going to be a great night. We'll have a live auction. We'll have raffles, things along that line. Les Baugh is going to be our MC. And Tom, our sheriff, is going to go ahead and be our auctioneer. And
all
so
right.
They make a great team.
Sheriff
Pacinco. We're looking forward to have them there and be a great part of our evening.
Great. Okay, hey, look, let's go to the phones, because this is something about somebody also that's happening tomorrow and with veterans. Jeff, good morning. You're on KCNR.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
We're great. Thanks.
Good. Well, yeah, tomorrow morning we are celebrating the 2010 Patriot Day, which is going to take place at, we'll start at 6:30 in the morning, and that'll begin with bagpipers from Cal Fire. And also, the event will proceed at 6:45. The Enterprise High School Band is going to be providing music, and at 7 o'clock, the Star Spangled Banner will be played. Military and Public Safety Color Guard will make a presentation of colors. We'll have an invocation by retired Cal Fire Chaplain John Bruno. Unit Chief Doug Winham is going to lead the Pledge of Allegiance. And, you know, it's just this event. It makes firefighters more and more emotional every year as it goes on, and you know, one thing we don't ever want to do is forget what happened on that day on 9/11.
And this is going to be at the Giant Flag, is that correct?
That's correct. It's at the Giant Flag on the address is 2225 North Bocelli Lane.
That's great. You know, it's a you know, this is something, you're right, that people should not forget. Linda and I'll be there tomorrow morning to participate by just being there as people should be, just to remember what happened on 9/11.
And that's exactly it. You know, we find it's really important that you know, if you forget your history, it will repeat itself, and we can't let that ever happen again. So we have to remember all the people, all the fallen people of that day. And it's not just the firefighters, the police officers, the EMS workers. It's everybody. It's the civilians that died in that building. And we want to remember everybody and pay respect to all of them.
Okay, now what time is it going to start?
It kicks off at 6:30.
At 6:30
a.m.
At the Giant Flag at 2225 North Bocelli Lane. Just look for the big flag. And you
That's
can find
right.
It.
And we welcome all public.
Great.
Please attend.
Okay, Jeff, thank you so much for your phone call.
Have a great day, sir.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. It's Carl Lindabott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
This morning, by a faceless coward, and freedom will be defended.
Right? Oh, my God. Another plane has just hit. It hit another building. Flew right into the middle of it. Explosion.
There was a huge explosion sound. Everyone came out. A large section of the building is blown out.
Two planes into the towers of 1 and 2 World Trade Center. A third plane crashed into the Pentagon.
If tomorrow all the things
were... We will never forget. Tomorrow, of course, is September 11th, the ninth year from that tragic event. And we here at Free Fire Radio are not going to forget. And we celebrate our first responders. We celebrate those who stand for our country. By the way, I do want to share with you the weather and let you know our phone call, our phone number here again, a hotline into the studio. Tell us your thoughts. 605-4567 is the hotline. It's going to be high today of 88. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Currently 59 degrees. And on the phone, we've got Jeff with the Patriot Guard Riders. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I got some good news over a sad subject. We, Patriot Guard Riders, we've taken over the care along with the Anderson Parks Department, the Veterans Memorial Park in Anderson River Park. And so we've had a couple of get-togethers down with our motorcycle riders and pulling weeds and so forth. And then we got a donation of about $300 worth of plants, deer-resistant plants from Gold Leaf Nursery. So it's looking really nice, but we came up with an idea a few years back. One of our local Anderson High School graduates, Joshua Munns, was he was a Marine, served two tours in Iraq as a sniper scout, and then he went back over as a contractor to make a little extra money so he could get married, and with the intention of re-enlisting in the Marines after his contract was up. And 2 weeks before that contract was up, the interpreter set him up, and there was five of them were captured over there. First thing, they cut off the fingers and sent back to the U.S. military to show that they did have them captured. And then they tortured them for an unknown period of time. They had them for about 18 months. All major bones were broken in his body, and to the point that, you know, he expired. And when his body was found and recovered, it was brought back here to the family, and the Patriot Guards did our service for him, and he's up in Northern California Veterans Cemetery right now.
I think that there was close to 1,000 people that showed up for that funeral, Jeff, if I remember right.
Yeah, we had between 300 and 400 motorcycles, and then many, many cars, and of course we had assistance with all the police departments. And of course the Westboro Baptist Church had to show up and do their protest. We and the police shield the family away from the family ever seeing those people. But anyway, what we come up with is an idea to put a matching park bench in that Veterans Memorial. And so we went through all the hoops and whistles, and through the family, got their family okay, and then the Parks Department okay. And Tuesday, Kim Chamberlain and I proposed it to the Anderson City Council, and they, without any disagreement at all, said go for it. So we're going to start a campaign to raise some funds and get a bench in there with his a plaque on there honoring this this young local man. So soon we'll be out here beating the streets. I'm not a fundraiser. Kim is. She was instrumental in getting the Veterans Park put in there initially. So I'm going to follow her lead, and we'll try to raise some funds here. It's probably be less than $1,000 and get that park bench in there.
Yeah, you just need to let us know what we can do. I mean, we can have, you know, we'll have some kind of fundraiser there that we can get that. That's not a lot of money to put a memory in for a young man that died, that had served his country.
Yeah, more so than most. I mean, he deserves some recognition due to the extreme circumstances and violence that he met his end. So I think it's a good service, a good thing to give the communities to remember this young guy and what he did for our country. Yeah.
Okay, Jeff, thanks a lot. Now, when you get started with this, or have Kim get a hold of us, and we'll help launch this thing.
Okay, she and I are working on it now, so we'll let you know.
Anything we can do to help, you know.
Okay.
All right. Hey, Jeff, thank you so much.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Bye. You know, it's again, it's something here in the North State that when I remember I was there for the funeral. Rob, you were there.
Well, that happened while we were in Iraq. It happened when his convoy was taken over. We were out of Fallujah there. We were running convoys, and after that happened, we had to escort every civilian contractor and every other government vehicle, states personnel, AT&T, any of those contractors like that. They had to start riding in our convoys. Escorted convoys before they could go anywhere else. They could not ride out there by themselves after that took place. And that happened while we were there in 07.
Okay, that was, okay, yeah, that was happening at the end of, well, must have been like the spring of 07. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was.
Something like that.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, we'll, you know, stay in touch here with us and we'll find out what we can do. It's not a lot of money to raise for a bench like that. Hey, this is Carl in the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:23 in the morning, September 10th. Our guest is Rob Burrows. This portion of the show is brought to you by BNT Satellite, right off of Airport Road. Doug Tooley, 82nd Airborne graduate, has been in business since 1985. Does Dish Network, guarantees his work. His crews are busy all the time. Guarantees his work. That's the big thing. But he's a local guy. He sells local. He stays local. His phone number is 244-1988. Great guy to do business with. He's easy to talk to, and if you've got any type of concern, you just talk to Doug. He fixes it. That's BNT Satellite, 244-1988. Our guest, Rob Burrows.
Good morning again.
There's a lot of things going on with the veterans and just events going on around here.
We've always got, this community is so veterans-oriented with just about everything we do. You cross every bridge coming into this county, and it says, we honor our veterans in this county. And, you know, every one of us is proud to be able to honor not just our own organizations, but you know, every one of us, the thing about veterans is it takes a total force to get something accomplished. It's not just one branch over the other. It takes the Army, the Air Force, the Navy, the Marine Corps. We still have Merchant Marines. Seabees. Special Forces, everything right down the line. It takes all of these different branches, these different organizations to make the total picture happen. And one of the greatest things that we have in this community is that even though all of us come from different backgrounds and different organizations as far as the military goes, we work together for the cause. And the cause is the unity of the veterans and the unity of this nation. And that is what we swore when we raised our hand and we entered into the military. And that's what we continue to do as veterans in this community every single day. Veterans are out there taking care of this community. Whether people know it or not, the underlying event and the underlying breathing pulse of the Shasta County is our veterans taking care of our community in this yeah. North State area.
Yeah, I think what people don't realize is that there's so many fundraisers that happen that veterans organizations get into or veterans participate in. And it doesn't not just touch on veterans. It touches on the whole community.
It does.
You know, the Shasta County Service Office. And a guy named Richard Merriman, Richard started it before, was trying to find, and from NorCal Vets, started a program to identify those businesses that would give veterans a discount. And then Bob Dunlap over at the Shasta County Veterans Service Office, you know, leaped forward with this and said, you know, he started going out to businesses. Now, the one thing the businesses said was, well, how can we tell if they were a veteran?
Right.
So his office, Dunlap's office, the Shasta County Veterans Office, is now issuing an ID card for all veterans. Because, you know, if you're in for 4 years, 20 years ago, you don't have anything really says that, you know, that you were a veteran. You know, you don't carry around your DD-214 and that.
So if you can find it.
Yeah, if you can find it. So he's providing a card. Doesn't have a photo on it, but it provides a card so that all these businesses, 75, I think there's close to 80 businesses now that give discounts to veterans, and you know, 10%, it could be a free ticket here, it could be more than, you know, on auto repairs, you know, everything you can think of. They put that in the paper, and there were people that attacked this program. I mean, literally attacked this program and said, well, wait a minute, why do veterans get this? You know, they signed up for it. Why don't we give it to people like, there were peace activists, or school teachers, or Peace Corps? And I thought about that, and I thought, well, you know, if they want that, let them start it. This was something started by a veteran for veterans, and businesses out there appreciate it. And a lot of these businesses are veteran-owned.
Exactly. Well, even some of them that aren't. I'd like to just ring the bell for Lowe's. Lowe's has been helping us put together our new museum office, and any veteran that goes into Lowe's, they can show them their ID card, and they'll give them 10% right off the bat. Anything they purchase in their store. And they have supported us right along, and so we're very thankful for their support in the community. That's one of the ways we're able to get ahead, is to be able to make a dollar out of a nickel, and, you know, to be able to push forward with that. Because in this economy, it takes every opportunity you can get, you know, maximum utilization of available resources.
Well,
and that's kind of our motto.
The 25th is the MASH Bash.
Absolutely, yes.
Which, again, the tickets are?
The tickets are, you can get the tickets at Tobacco and Brew. You can get the tickets at Jones Fort.
Another place, both places that support veterans.
Absolutely.
As does, you know, Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is right in there.
And then also we have our museum office. We're getting ready to open at the airport facility across the street from the new airport property that we're going to be signing a lease for this spring with the city. And so next month, October, we'll have that office open to the public, and people will be able to come in and see where we're going, what we're doing, and what our plans are. And we can start doing business with our veterans right out of the museum office.
And when does that grand opening start?
Say again?
The grand opening is going to be on
October 15th and 16th.
And we're going, and that's a Saturday?
That'll be a Friday and a Saturday.
Okay, and we're going to be there, I believe, from 7 to 9 there on a remote.
On Friday, yes.
On Friday.
On the 15th.
That's right. And we're going to be there to kind of help kick this thing off.
Absolutely. We want to get people involved, let them see what we're doing, what we're about, and why we're doing what we're doing.
You know, it's an amazing thing is that, you know, it's, you know, a lot of our sponsors are veterans, are veteran-owned business, or war veterans, and maybe we all gravitate together, but many, of course, aren't that are sponsors of KCNR. And when I, you know, I just see that this community being, you know, such a, you know, this community pulls together, veteran or not, when at times, or, you know, when people need things around here, and, you know, like just the raising of, you know, of funds for veterans and veterans events, it's just, you know, to me, it's great.
Well, this community, the North State community itself, is still a small enough community where we live here, we take care of our people in this county. There's a lot of people who are relatives and families who have stayed here or been here for years. And so why not take care of our North State? Nobody else is going to do it. So if we don't step forward and take care of it and make sure that we're proactive in our own community, we're going to lose that. But that's one of the reasons we have one of the best communities in California, is because we take care of our own.
When we come back from Fox News, I want to talk a little bit more about the MASH Bash and the sets that you guys have built.
Yes.
And we also want to talk about tomorrow's the day that we put our flags out, my friends. If you have a flag, it's a time to fly it tomorrow and fly it all during September 11th. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning, North State. This is KCNR 1460. We're taking your call 605-4567. 605-4567. And our chat room is open. Want to let you know about the weather. Today's going to be high of 88. What a gorgeous day. Just a beautiful day. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. By next week, we will have our music schedule up on a website right here in KCNR. You'll hear what's locked in. It's going to be just great music between in September, October, November, and December. Currently 64 degrees right here in the Redding area.
You're talking about the music sessions up in Anselmo.
Yeah.
And it was the summer series was a huge success. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Athens Avenue. One of the people, by the way, that are participating in that Veterans, you get a discount at Cypress Square Barbershop. D.C. Tim and the Man in Black will cut your hair. They'll give you great haircuts. They are barbers. They are not hairstylists. They are man's last stronghold. I know that because it says it on the window when I walk in there. And we sit down and we talk and we talk about things like cigars and, rifles and, things like that, you know, good things. Moms, drop your son off. He'll learn manly things there. So, at Cypress Square Barbershop off of Athens Avenue. Great guys, have been in business a long time, and they also support our community in many different ways. Rob, you know what? There are so many things going on. And this, you know, this weekend. I mean, I can't believe it. When you start looking at it, you're talking about Leanne Rimes. You're talking about the Sundial Music Festival and the Big Ribs Cook-Off on Saturday. You're talking about the barbecue. The United Way. The United Way.
Tomorrow night. Where I'm seeing. Big. And Rob is he's a celebrity waiter.
That's right. We're going to embarrass Rob.
That's right. Thank you. I appreciate
that. Oh, I mean, you know, every chance we get, we're going to talk about how you can do moonwalking and things like that. And, you know, we're talking about, you know, at the giant flag. Tomorrow morning, sunrise service, 6:30. you know, to be there. So, I mean, this whole weekend is filled with so many events to do.
Well, 9/11 has become in our nation, it's become a weekend of celebration of life. You know, we could, of course, we definitely want to remember those that have lost their lives, and that is very important to us. But it's also important for us to show that we're getting on with our lives and that we're not going to let some terrorists completely manipulate everything that we do in our lives. We're going to move forward, and tomorrow's a new day, and we're going to make tomorrow a better day.
That's right. You know, and why be afraid of people that want to just change your way of life because they hate you, no matter what you do? You know, that's why this stupid Quran thing, you know, is that if, you know, he has decided to back off on the burning of it. But you know what? Our country is not this jerk down in Florida. Our country is strong enough that if he wants to burn that, that's fine. That's not us. That's not you. That's not Linda or me or Bad Bob. That's some jerk down in Florida. And if you can disguise, if you want to mix up our whole country, our country has been one of the most giving countries in the face of the earth for since the beginning. You know, you do that. See, you're not going to change their minds. You're not going to change their minds. The ones that are going to hate us are going to hate us. I'd rather, though, that if they're going to hate us, they better fear us, too. Bob.
How many times have we been told by the media over the last several years that the actions of the 30 hijackers, the actions of pretty much the entire country of Iran, the actions of the Taliban, the actions of Al-Qaeda do not represent Muslims as a whole? Why isn't that reciprocated? I have that question.
Well, it's because that we take such glee in beating ourselves up for some reason. I think it's some kind of social perversion that a lot of the people in the news media have. I think they enjoy, you know, taking us down. And I'm not sure why. Why do we need to apologize for our country? Yeah, we may not have made the right decision every time, but you don't need to apologize. We just move forward. You know.
It's our own agenda.
Hey, let's go to the phones. Andy.
Yes.
You're on. Sorry that we got all wound up there.
Oh, that's all right. Hey, that's what we're here for, is to get wound up and keep this country great.
There you go.
What I want to do is I want to tell everybody that the NorCal Veterans Historical Association is going to have a Patriots Day celebration tomorrow at All Metal Fabricators on 7031 East Side Road. We'll be there from 9:00 until probably 5:00. We're going to have our Huey down there, and we're going to have a Korean War or a World War II Jeep that is fully equipped with a machine gun. And it's been totally restored. And the Reading Fire Department said that they will have a vehicle in there, you know, from their station on Bonneview to help celebrate what 9/11 is all about. And then there's other people that are going to be coming in and out all during the day. And we're going to have a display of military uniforms, possibly from the First World War all the way up to the Afghanistan affair that we're having right now.
Wow.
And we'd like to, you know, invite everybody down to see it. And, you know, and we also may have a deuce and a half down there that is just on the verge of becoming restored.
Okay, that's a 2.5-ton deuce and a half. I love that. You know, like the Ma Deuce, the 50 cal. We like that, too. So that's, now, where's it going to be at, Andy?
This is down there at All Metal Fabricators. They're the people that build the metal carports and sheds. And it's right across the street from, it's on East Side Road, but it's right across the street from Clear Creek Road.
Okay, great.
It's a big old metal building that they have down there.
Well, you know, as you're driving around tomorrow, people will be, you know, you've got the, starting at 6:30 in the morning with the giant flag, and there's going to be so many things going on tomorrow. They've got motorcycle runs. They've got, the Sundial Film Festival, or not Film Festival, Music Festival. They've got the United Way. They've got just so many things going on tomorrow. This would be a good place to stop by, too, Andy. So,
we're going to be at Rob's Mash Bash out there at the airport. We're going to have the helicopter and possibly one or two Jeeps out there.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it, Andy.
Pardon?
We're looking forward to it.
All right. Same here, man. It's good talking to you, Rob. I haven't seen you for a while.
We've been busy.
Hey, Andy, you guys do, you know, you all do so much for the community. You know, you show up, you do a lot of work, you know, unsung heroes, again, of the veterans community.
Well, you know, that's what the veterans do. They support each other, they support the community, you know, and we support the people that have never been in uniform that actually are heroes, too, the fire departments, you know, and the unsung heroes, like the volunteer firemen. there's a lot of them in this area that I was a volunteer for 20 years, so I understand where they're coming from, you know, but they very seldom ever get any recognition. And, you know, tomorrow is a good day to recognize all of them.
That's right. You know, those first responders, you know, they knew it was bad, and they started up those steps. And when I was at Ground Zero soon after that, and saw the fire station that was closest to it that had not been destroyed, and covered in these two big easels were photos of everybody that the fire crews and a couple others that had run in to help, and they were all had all been killed, that whole staff section. And you're right, you know, a lot of times we need to pay, you know, to remember those people just as we do our, you know, our veterans, military veterans. So Andy, thank you so much.
You're more than welcome, and God bless you all.
Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye, Andy.
Okay, look, we got to take a quick break. We got people on the phone. As soon as we get back from this break, Daniel, you're up next. Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
What do you?
KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bot, 8:47 in the morning on Friday, September 10th. You know, I've got a last announcement here is this Monday at noon, they're going to have the first meeting of the 2010-2011 year for the Military Officers of America Association at Country Waffles Restaurant on Athens Avenue near Osh Hardware. It's going to begin at, I think, 12 noon. And if you're an officer in any of the services, you're invited to attend this and meet some of the other officers, that military officers that live in the Reading and the North State area. And so, again, that's next Monday at noon at the Country Waffles Restaurant on Athens Avenue near Osh Hardware. Okay. Our guest is Rob Burrell.
Good morning again.
Well, I think we have somebody on the phone. We've got to take a call from... Oh, good morning, Daniel. Welcome to the show. You're on the air, Daniel.
Hey, how are you guys doing this morning?
Great, thank Fine. You.
Good, I have a comment about that preacher from Florida wanting to burn the Koran.
Yeah.
I know that sounds a little rough, but believe it or not, I stand with him.
Uh-huh. And why is that?
Well, I think what is happening here is it's a spiritual warfare. You know, I'm a Christian. I believe in the Bible. And that means all other ways are the devil, because they're just going to be God the devil. And I think this is a time where America is being tried. And see if we're going to stick up for one nation under God, or if we're going to cave into the whims of the devil.
Okay. So... his burning the Quran, you find no different than if somebody from Iran would burn the Bible then.
Hey, I'm sure they've done worse. Didn't they make art a crucifix and a glass of urine?
Yes, they did.
You can embarrass the true and living God however you want to, but when it comes to the devil, you got to kiss his hiney?
Well, you know, it's the opinions of different religions, that's for sure. But, you know, the fact is that him burning the Quran, again, is that... he has the right to do it under our Constitution, but the fact is that so many people are making such a big thing out of one incident.
Hey, all Christians ought to burn the Quran. It's from the devil.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot for your comments there.
Well, you know, it's really interesting how this has just fired up pretty much the world, but, you know, our press has just really put it out there because it's really touching a lot of people in that zone, that the uncomfortable zone. It's almost... I guess when we see images of them burning our flags, or if you think about people burning the Bible, whatever. I mean, it touches on people in a different way. Using the Lord's name in vain, you know, it goes on.
Okay, you know, like, you know, the last comments on, you know, that Daniel had, I think, are to the other side of this. You know, the fact is that, you know, to a lot of people don't agree with other religions in Christianity. You know, Christianity is the only way. And then you've got, you know, of course, and you've got it on the other side, is that, you know, the Islamic faith is the only way, and if you try to convert, you can be, you know, killed. It's something that people in the middle, though, had better work out, or it's just going to be going on forever.
Well, I think at this point, it's not so much a religious issue at this particular point as much as it is the vulnerability of our men and women in uniform right now. And if we can do anything at this point to curb more violence against our men and women in uniform, then we should do what we need to do, because right now our folks over there, they're serving. And if we can keep the escalations down where they're serving and bring them back home, you know, Afghanistan is not like Iraq. Afghanistan is a totally different issue, a totally different set of enemies and things like that than Iraq was. Iraq, we could see the light at the end of the tunnel. It's really difficult seeing the light at the end of the tunnel in Afghanistan. And I think it's so important to make sure that we give our men and women every opportunity to do the right job, the ammunition to do the job and come home, and not set them up for failure. And I think that minister has a right to burn out if that's what he chooses to do. But in the same token, we need to make sure we don't jeopardize our men and women in uniform and put them in harm's way in a worse situation than they already are.
Well, I tell you what, I think it's... I see what you're saying, Rob, but I also think is that the best way to make sure our people are not in jeopardy over there is to give them rules of engagement that make sense.
Agree.
One, you
I
give
agree.
Them all the equipment they need. Two, that there's going to be, it makes no difference whether this man burns a Quran or
well,
not, because there will be
issue.
Something else that's trumped up that it takes, they hate, you know, if they're going to hate, and to if they want to fight, they're going to fight. Yes, this is something else, but you know what, if it wasn't that, it'd be something else. Remember when the news agency said, oh, they dumped the Quran into a toilet, and it was false? I mean, just the mere thought of that, you know, even though when they said, oh, no, this isn't true, it didn't make any difference at that point.
Exactly.
You draw a cartoon of Muhammad, riots, people killed, you say something against it, people killed. And I'm thinking is that, you know, before we get unduly concerned about this idiot burning the Quran, we ought to make sure our people in harm's way have the weapons, the rules of engagement, and a clear-cut policy, which Obama does not have.
I agree.
Let's take a break here. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Tim. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Balance in programming there.
Balance
Carl.
In programming.
One for Rob, one for you.
There you go. Okay. It's 8:56 in the morning. Is our last segment. You know, let's finish out this week with something pretty positive.
Absolutely.
Okay. Let's finish up talking about. Hey, let's talk about on the MASH thing. You know, everything you're doing for you know, how that's being the artifacts, everything.
You're building a whole set.
We will. We will have a whole set. The and back the whole drink area and food area is going to be set up like the swamp was with the full military tent. We'll have the full. Kind of almost a surgical setup in there with a medical unit and everything that goes along with that, cots and mannequins and uniforms.
Is Hot Lips going to be there?
We're going to have a Hot Lips contest. We're going to have a Clinger contest. And you know what? The people that are coming, our guests, we want them to show up in outfits. We want them to come all dressed up and ready to go. The whole idea is just to have a great time, have a good evening. A good fundraiser for the museum, but making sure that we honor our Korean and our Vietnam War veterans.
I understand that Rich Bay won Clinger, you know, 3 years in a row with that polka dot dress he wears usually. He didn't know, of course, he was in there, and that's usually what he just wears.
That's what he wears.
These places, yeah.
I think we do need to give a shout-out to Karen.
Oh, Karen of Wormwood Science, absolutely.
From Chameleon Costumes.
Yes.
I mean, she seems to
busting her
painting
butt.
Signs is. And helping, you know, to do the sets as well.
Yes, she has. She's been working with us right and left. She's on our committee taking care of that, and things have been working really well. And then also one of the other items that the museum's involved with that we wanted to talk about real quick was the Honor Flight Program. We're going to be taking 26 World War II veterans back to see the World War II Memorial again October 8, 9, and 10. And
oh, wow.
So we want to keep this in the forefront of our community. We're constantly looking for funds to be able to promote the Honor Flight Program and to get these veterans back there. You know, we're going to have, by 2020, we're going to be down to less than 1% of our World War II veterans left. We're losing that generation that fast.
Yeah, you know, and not, you know, we saw the World War II memorial when we were back. Of course, we went to Arlington to pay honor to Jimmy, who was being buried. But it is an awesome memorial.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's fantastic.
Hey, let's go to the phones real quick. Hey, John, we got like a... Hey, John. John?
Hello.
Okay, we got like a minute, John.
Okay, are we on the air?
Yeah, we're on the air.
Good morning, everybody, and I just wanted to say, Carl, that I totally agree with what you're saying. I think the rules of engagement need to be expanded. The problem isn't Muslims, and it isn't the Quran, it's Al-Qaeda. And if we opened up and allowed the troops to do their job and get rid of those monsters, we could complete this thing.
Hoorah.
That's it.
But you gotta have, you know, you gotta have a national will at the, starting right at the top. I think the national will is there. I just think sometimes the people that are giving the orders may not quite understand what it's going to take.
I couldn't agree with you more. If they don't increase the rules of engagement, allow our troops to do their job, we can resolve this issue. If not, we might as well bring them home and let this thing be over with.
You got it. Okay. Thanks a lot, John. Okay. Rob, any last thoughts here?
If they have any questions, they want to call the museum, 378-2280 is the new museum phone number.
Okay,
for the office.
Make sure we got your website that you sent. You know, we get it up on Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. Okay, next week's big week. We've got Chris Young coming in, running for county supervisor, and also Les Baugh later on in the week. Congressman Wally Herger will be calling in on Tuesday. So we'll have him on the show Tuesday. We've got a guest host, our secret guest host, co-host on Thursdays.
And tomorrow night, we'll see you at the United Way event. That's going to be great at the Red Lion Inn. If you haven't bought your tickets, go to the United Way or unitedway.norcal.org.
And that's Fall Cowboys on Sunday, the 12th, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Lake Redding Park. Sundown Music Festival. There's so much going on,
everything.
My friends. Everything's going on. That's right. It's been Carl and the Bob. It's been a great week.
Thanks again for the opportunity to be here.
And don't forget to fly your flags tomorrow.
That's
folks.
Right. Get your flags out.
No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
This is Carl and the Bob, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.